mentioned earlier that organizing efforts popped up all over the Bay Area. But I also like to acknowledge that our artist community also picked up the banner of truth. I went on to YouTube and found that there was song after song after song after song made in tribute to Oscar Grant. So I just want to acknowledge that we can point out our brother, Mr. F.A.B., Mr. Fab. But our artists, if you went on YouTube and went and looked under Oscar Grant tributes, you'll find at least 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 songs that have sprouted from this call for justice. Now, in order to secure justice, we need to have in place those in government that actually are concerned with your rights if you're really an American. One of the problems we have here in our county is, many of you may remember the Ryers case, where officers were beating up, false reporting, and setting up people all over West Oakland, right in this neighborhood.
Come on, bro.
It goes to court. They find a way to pay down those that were involved through a settlement. And the only witnesses that were not involved in that $115 million settlement, I think it was, were those that made it into the courtroom, and they were called less than credible as witnesses, and so the rioters walked right out of that courtroom with an acquittal, except for the one knowingly guilty who's got out of town before sundown. They haven't seen him since. A law enforcement official. But now the district attorney has had case after case after case of law enforcement officers in Alameda County, and he either does not bring a charge or he does not successfully prosecute any of them. And so I want to bring before you our brother, who is the pastor of the True Vine Ministries, to let us know what our next steps, actions will be to get rid of Tom Orlaw. Please receive the Reverend Zachary Smith.
I know the hour was late, and you didn't come to hear from me. And we want to be respectful of the minister, because it's not about any of us as individuals, it's about us collectively. So I want to pose a couple questions to you. When is the last time you drove down your block and you wept for someone other than yourself? When is the last time you watched your television, seen another young brother dead in the street, not murdered by another police officer, but by another brother?
Bank on that.
You don't have to clap if you don't want to. But the bottom line is that where have all of those of us who call ourselves Christians and Muslims, where has the love gone?
Come on with it.
I see anger. And I see discontent. And I see violence pointed at one another.
That's right.
And it's pointed at one another because it's pointed at us because we are oppressed. And oppressed people have been marginalized, pushed down into the bottom of society where no one is listening to them anymore. And they become voiceless. And once you become voiceless, you cannot take out your aggression on the aggressor, so you begin to look at each other.
Uh-oh, look out.
And when you look at each other, you begin to hate on one another.
Right.
And the hate begins to act itself out. And everybody here know what I'm talking about. I've been in West Oakland here for 35 years, been in Oakland my whole life, and I see white people moving into the neighborhood, walking their dogs at 11 and 12 o'clock at night. Jogging down the street. They done made bike lanes on one of the busiest streets in West Oakland. There's plans for them to ride their bike. Where was the bike lanes when you were going to school? Now we mad. You should have been mad a long time ago. All I know is when I look at the homicide rate in the city of Oakland for the last decade, it matches up to the war in Afghanistan.
Right, right.
We're at war right here in the inner city. Any historian, anybody who's credible at any point would tell you that America is at civil war.
Right.
You can no longer, you can't have 20,000 people dying in America every year and nobody held accountable for it.
Right, man.
We got district attorneys all over America not prosecuting when you get murdered.
Right.
Somebody say something up there. You want to know why? Because they don't care.
Right.
We don't. They don't care, we don't care, and we haven't said one word. I grew up here in Oakland, Minister Farrakhan. I remember when the Black Panther Party was here in Oakland. Sister Elaine Brown was running the party. And she started the free breakfast program. That's that lady right there. Give her some love.
I don't care what no elders in the city say about the clergy that's here tonight.
You can go and do whatever you're going to do, but we're going to stand, all the clergy that's here tonight, we're going to stand, and we're going to stand.
Where you at? I can't hear you. I said, where are you?